Thank you, Madam District Attorney. Let me just thank you and your office for being the first in the state to use AB 2942. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it for really leading the way and setting the example. I also wanted to thank Hillary Blout, who I'll be introducing later today with For the People, who really was the main architect of this legislation and created the vision of this. As of right now in California, our state spends $12 billion a year for our corrections department to house about 115,000 people in our state. Just by comparison, the entire budget for UC and CSU that we give is only $16 billion. And that's for every UC and every CSU across the state. Our criminal justice system is not working the way it should be. It's not always protecting us. It's not always serving us. And given that level of expenditure, I would be proud if all 115,000 of those folks could come out and actually have a better life, actually have learned from what happened, actually be rehabilitated, which is what the department is. It's corrections and rehabilitation. Unfortunately, we haven't done as good a job in that realm as we could have. And so I was so proud when Ms. Blout came to me to author AB 2942 to give people a second chance. And the reason we thought this legislation was the right way to go is it didn't take power away from the district attorneys. It didn't take power away from the judges. It actually empowered. It empowered the people who are working in our criminal justice system every single day. They're in court every single day fighting for the people. And for this idea was so simple that we allowed the district attorney to revisit cases that her office believed should be revisited. We didn't force anyone to do anything, and we didn't force the judge to do it. There was nothing overly prescriptive outside of some of the things that you looked at. So we didn't say you should look at these sentences or not. The bill in and of itself was actually rather simple in that way. But I'm so proud that this district attorney has taken the lead in our state and really been the first across the state. And I'm hoping that other district attorneys will really follow, because I know that we have so many folks in our correction system who are serving time that is excessive, that they have sentences that they wouldn't have if they were convicted today. They were convicted under a different time. They were convicted during a different period when our state really believed that the longer we put people away, the better it is for our society, the safer it is. And I think what we've learned is that isn't always the case. And in fact, many folks, just like we would hope, we would get, many people really deserve that second chance. And it's that second chance that is being looked at by a prosecutor, by a judge. So it's not just, hey, trust me, you know, we know we did wrong, but we can do better. It is really the people who are entrusted with this decision are the people we entrust with this decision every single day. It's our prosecutors up and down the state, and it's our judges up and down the state. And so that's why I'm so proud that this office took the lead. I'm also incredibly proud of Mr. Williams and his fortitude and really telling his story. I'm not going to really go through his story because I think he is the most powerful messenger that is possible. But I am just, it is very humbling and very honored to really be here today. Oftentimes when you do legislation, you always wonder, who's it going to impact? Whose life is it going to change? So the fact that this changed Mr. Williams' life, his family's life, really makes it incredibly worth it.